Welcome, folks, to The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher. Every week, diving deep into the truth of Catholic social teaching and restoring all things in Christ.
The Uncommon Good is on the air. I'm Bo Bonner.
I'm Dr. Bud Maher.
We are coming to you live from these United States of America here in the middle of it all, Des Moines, Iowa, where, Bud, it's actually nice outside. And I am Bo Bonner. He's Dr. Bud Maher. We both work at Mercy College. I am the Senior Advisor for Mission Initiatives and the Director for the Center for Human Flourishing out there. Bud, what do you do at the old ballpark?
Well, I'm the Associate Provost, and I'm contractually obligated to say Dr. Bud Maher. Because when I started, John Leonetti told me they wouldn't take me seriously if I didn't say doctor.
This is funny because so Bud and I got to be on a trip to Pittsburgh with the wonderful folks at the Church Communication and Ecology Program, this wonderful thing we're doing with people all over the country, sort of housed in Notre Dame. But when we were telling them about the show, there was a few times where people go like, oh, like, so why? So he's a doctor, and so I had to explain to them who John Leonetti was and why he made that such an insistent thing to you.
You know what, though? John Leonetti, like, when he comes at you with an idea, sometimes you can feel, receiving it can be a unique experience, but usually if you stick it out and trust the process, he'll come through for you.
Except cheering for the Cubs. But yes, that's, he we have to give him the hat tip because he came up with the title, The Uncommon Good.
He's good at this old radio thing.
That's right, because I think all of our titles for the show were like six sentences long, and so I'm like, the metaphysics of the blah, 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 and he's like, you dorks, just call it The Uncommon Good.
So it was like a title for a Victorian philosophy book.
That's right. Hat tip to Mr. Leonetti out there. Another hat tip to Mercy College of Health Sciences, who underwrites our show, mchs.edu. Bud, the exciting news this week is we get to see multiple students walk across that stage. They are graduating from this semester. They're going to go on and do the great work that we've trained them to do. So looking forward to being a part of that. This is on Friday of this week. Always a blessing to get to see the fruition of all that work so many people have put in.
Well, it is exciting. And, you know, down there this week, around the same time of commencement, there's like some sort of concert going on. And for the planners on campus, this is a little bit of like, you know, like it can be stress-inducing because there are other factors and details to think about. But for me, I don't know. I'm pretty excited because you already have like the energy of commencement. Throw in some, you know, tailgating concert goers. And like down by campus, it's just going to be a festive environment.
Electric. No, that would be great too, as if the concert goers are having a tailgate. So I guess we're tailgating for concerts now, which is another historic social shift. Yeah. But I just think the family should go take over the tailgates, like celebrate, whatever. Agreed. This country singer, whoever it is, I forget. We'll forget about him someday. But this nursing and the allied health graduates, they're going to be helping people for a long time. So I hope all our graduates out there, when they're walking around seeing everyone celebrating, spiritually it's for them. It's in honor of them. I've declared it so. But mchs.edu for all that Mercy does. And again, thank you for underwriting the show. So, Bud, yeah, we are hitting that stretch of time in spring where it starts out in the morning and you forget that it's spring, but then by the end of the day, it's 70 degrees. Really, Bud, the point is no one knows what to wear. But that's always a sort of miraculous time in the year.
I'm wearing a fleece and I'm already feeling kind of warm today, but when I first stepped outside, it seemed appropriate.
I think it gets to 70 degrees out there today, folks. So I don't know if it's sunscreen weather yet or not. I mean, I don't know, Bud. Do I look? I'm a good barometer in that regard, too. When I start getting burnt, everybody knows that it's time to start wearing sunscreen. But, of course, we're glad that on a day like this, you're joining us here on The Uncommon Good. Continuing our series talking about sacrificial leadership, as we've been doing this year, thank you for being a part of it, and looking one more time to talk about the liturgy and how that's the liturgical season informs us. So we're going to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday, mercy and justice, and what that has to do with sacrificial leadership. Of course, in the key of Jesus Christ, it has to look different for us. So that's what we're going to talk about today. This is The Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner, Dr. Bud Maher, stick around. This is The Uncommon Good, and we'll be back right after this.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Established in Des Moines in 1924, St. Vincent de Paul assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient by helping to remove roadblocks on their journey out of poverty. St. Vincent de Paul helps with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul, svdpdsm.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Ashworth Vision Clinic. Complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. 515-440-4610. AshworthVision.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, an authorized independent agent for Walmart Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Learn more at 515-226-2111 or cindyschulte.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. GoldenRulePHC.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Permar Security, a Catholic-owned family business providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. PermarSecurity.com, 515-244-5660.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Bose and the Florist. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, weddings, whatever the message, say more with Bose. Bose.com, 515-244-ROSE. Bose makes the moment mean more.
Back with the Uncommon Good, Bob Honor, Dr. Bud Maher joining you this Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the show. It's wonderful to have you all with us. It is still obviously the season of Easter, and we're very glad to be able to celebrate it. And of course, a lot of what we talk about when we're talking about sacrificial leadership, what that has to do with the common good, Catholic social teaching, there's a way in which it is, I wouldn't say it's tended to the negative, but when you talk about sacrifice, there's a lot about the cross and how the cross is going to teach our leaders to maybe do something different than most leaders out there in the world today. We've had, of course, the great privilege and joy to talk about the resurrection last week and how that also, of course, undergirds everything. In fact, undergirds it more. The ability to have sacrificial leaders rests on the sure hope, the foundation of the faith and the love of the resurrection. So one more time, we talk about the season of Easter. Everybody knows the eighth Sunday, the octave Sunday, low Sunday, also known more recently as Divine Mercy Sunday. The emphasis on the divine mercy that Jesus Christ realizes the mercy of God the Father for all of us by what he has done, dying for our sins but rising from the dead. And but it seems to me that if we're going to talk about sacrificial leadership, leadership usually ends up with concerns regarding justice. And so how does justice and mercy actually relate? Maybe to start this off, Bud, why do you think people usually consider justice and mercy in some ways polar opposites, in fact, having nothing to do with each other?
Yeah, I think because as human beings, when we think of justice, you know, the term does mean something along the lines of each person receiving what they're due. And as we operate in our own lives, we often operate in a very miserly manner where we're quick to see like what sort of consequences should be meted out for others and then expect almost like infinite mercy for ourselves. It's difficult for us to imagine a personal being, a God, who brings together both justice and mercy. You know, so like one way this has worked itself out historically is when folks read the scriptures, they sometimes saw God operating in two wildly different manners in the testaments. And so there was this heresy, Marcionism, where it saw the God of the Old Testament as vindictive, cruel, you know, just intent on meting out punishment. And then Jesus Christ revealed this other God who, you know, was characterized by mercy and grace. I think for myself, like the starting point as a corrective to that way of thinking is to properly understand mercy. So when we say God's mercies are new every morning, or that Jesus Christ in his incarnate life was infinitely merciful. When you actually dig into the details of that history, what you see is that mercy is not simply a matter of like, you know, excusing or forgetting completely what has taken place, but it's the opportunity for transformation. So, I mean, one of the most classic instances in the Gospels of Jesus showing mercy to someone is to the woman caught in adultery. And, of course, he confronts her accusers and says, the one who is without sin cast the first stone. That transforms the way that they look at the case. They all walk away and realize, like, they have no grounds for condemning her. But then he says to her, go and sin no more. And I guess what I'm saying is when Christ extended that mercy to her, it was an opportunity for her life to be transformed. And that's the case for each one of us. I think for mercy to become manifest in our lives, it really does have to lead to transformation. And if we continue on the path of sin, at the very least, we'll face natural justice. There are these consequences sort of built into the very nature of reality that all of us must face. You know, like, I mean, one of the most merciful acts, we've talked about this off the show, one of the most merciful acts that God can extend to us is precisely a kind of punishment that's medicinal. And even when the church, you know, levels the ultimate punishment of excommunication, it's always geared towards restoration. But we do tend to forget that as we think about those things.
Yeah, I think the paradox with justice is it's exactly like you say. If the standard sort of classical definition, justice is giving each their due, what's interesting about that is a very specific, particular thing, right? I'm going to give each person their due. But we often abstract justice. We make it an abstraction. Part of this is sort of an inevitability. We can't make a law book that's like, well, if Bo does these things and if Bud does these things. So we make laws that are sort of general points of order, as it were, to make a case, to make a law book, you know, to regulate society. Well, already to make that a law is to make it an abstraction. Now, it doesn't have to be left in abstraction, but certainly that temptation is there. And I would go so far as to say that a lot of the reason we get this sort of, even in the scriptures, the letter of the law kills, but the spirit gives life, is not because law is ever bad. It's that what it does, it does an essential function, so we make laws which are the general case, and then we need to apply it particularly. But we think the general case, and we take the abstraction and sort of wield it as a weapon. And so this gets into what you're saying about our vindictiveness, our willingness to seek revenge. We're going to take the letter of the law, which is another way to say the law at its most abstract. But for us, we want to endlessly particularize the law. So mercy, I want to argue, Bud, is the particular instantiation of justice. Mm. Mercy is taking the particularities of each case to the abstraction of a law, for instance. So when we decide that we're going to adjudicate someone, or are we going to condemn them or not, mercy is to not only look at the particulars of the case, not to like excuse it, to your point, not to just let someone get away with something. It's still to enact justice, but it's to ask something even more basic. Is there a higher good, or is there some better good or further good that can still be, as it were, wrung out of the situation? So when you think about God extending his mercy, why does God extend his mercy? Well, out of justice, God deserves a choir in heaven, as it were. God doesn't need any of us, but out of sheer love for us and the sort of overpouring of his love, he's the sort of being that would love people to be in heaven with him. So out of mercy, he has the injustice, he can mitigate what is the right punishment, what is due us in our sinning, in order for the sake of a higher justice, a higher good. And when we think about that in terms of individuals, that's what mercy is. To excuse wrong is not merciful, precisely because that is not just to the perpetrator. If you just let someone do whatever they want, that's injustice to them, because then they become wicked. And of course, wickedness and leaving someone in their wickedness is the worst punishment you can give. So mercy is taking the particularity of the demands of justice, what each person, what this person is due, and trying to figure out what it means to be just to this person is often merciful. So that's the thing. There's justice and then there's justice. abstract justice is rightfully often worrisome, or it's not the best way to proceed forward. But particularized justice is mercy, and it is sometimes merciful, for instance, to limit someone's freedom if someone is impaired by alcohol. You don't give them the keys to the car. That's not like removing justice and being removing mercy and being like only just towards them. No, you're being merciful for them to not put them into the situation to harm other people. So in leadership, Bud, that starts to be the case, because I think a lot of times people see this, right? Like, we have rules or protocols, and then there are times to actually give exceptions.
Yeah.
But if we have too hard and fast of a binary between mercy and justice, it will just seem like, oh, well, the person's just randomly choosing one or the other. What is it that guides being merciful or making exceptions? Is justice itself in the particularity of each person?
Yeah, that's something I kind of had to grow into as a Catholic. Like, if you think about it, the church giving us penance in the confessional, that's merciful. Like, when we hear the word penance, it's a kind of consequence, or it's like making restitution, which to us can feel burdensome, but that's precisely how we're brought to new life. These things are difficult to wrestle with. And I mean, if it makes listeners feel any better, I know it does me. The church has struggled with this for a long time. You think back to some of St. Paul's letters, and when he's talking about grace, he says, because grace abounds, should I go on sinning? By no means. But there's this whole economy to how that operates. And I think as we are called into positions of leadership, we need to call to mind the admonitions in Scripture to leave room for the vengeance of God. I mean, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And then like, it's leave room for, like, we know that things will be set right in the end. Because I guess one parable I've been meditating a lot on recently is the man who's forgiven like this massive sum by a king. And as he's actually walking home, he sees a neighbor who owes him, it's like from $10,000 to $100 or something. And he actually like tries to shake that man down and eventually throws his neighbor into prison because of this meager sum. Well, of course, this angers the king, who calls the man back or whatnot. But I can see that in our own lives. Like, we have been forgiven so much. And we think about like what we owe God and the many times in our lives where we've failed in some ways. What does that look like as we extend that mercy to others? And I know like one theme we keep coming back to is it doesn't simply mean like as a parent, just letting your kids rule the roost or whatever, leaving people to their own devices. But, you know, finding that golden mean is such an essential task as a leader.
Absolutely. This is the Uncommon Good and Justice. It's time to turn it over to the commercials. We'll be back right after this.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. What great news for donors to the Catholic Tuition Organization. You now receive 75%. Yes, 75% of your donation back in Iowa tax credits beginning January 1st of this year. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. Best gift ever. Online, ctoiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Construction Professionals. Construction Professionals does remodeling and new construction. Construction Professionals is a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com. Thank you, Construction Professionals, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally since 2012 and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited-release beers. Confluence Brewing Company, 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Skeffington's Formalwear. In business since 1951, with locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Coralville, and Ankeny. Skeffington's Formalwear, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio would like to thank our business partner, Fast Signs. Learn more about their signs, digital signs, banners, and other products and services at fastsigns.com or 515-224-1210.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dental Associates, addressing your smile needs and dreams. 515-225-6742. Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. Thank you, Dental Associates, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Back with the Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Marr joining you this Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the show. It's great to have you here with us. We're talking about sacrificial leadership, closing out, not of course the Easter season completely, but the Easter octave, talking about Divine Mercy Sunday and what that has to teach us about sacrificial leadership, justice, and mercy. Yeah, but when you talk about the rubber hitting the road with justice and mercy, precisely like you said, this idea that because people have been merciful to us and shown us forgiveness, are we going to be willing to do that to others? This is difficult when we consider that often as a leader, of course, what you're trying to do is evaluate people's performances. Are they good in this place, et cetera, et cetera? And, you know, on one hand, I'm always an advocate of not giving easy language to make hard decisions. So you're all like, oh, well, what we're saying is I'm being merciful by letting you go, like firing from you from this job. If that's just some one big excuse to make the bitter pill go down, like that's not very just to people either. But I actually think it's important precisely for leaders to think about that, even in things like the hard stuff, like personnel decisions, or should we close down some aspect of the business that we're doing, like just as an example for people out there, is it's not just a matter of like reading the numbers or just, you know, oh, you know, if we, again, justice abstractly, but to say mercifully, right? Like, do we sometimes actually string people along in positions where they're not succeeding precisely because we confuse mercy with being nice, for instance?
Yeah, and I think this has come up in some of our other conversations around leadership, but I mean, one difficulty that leaders have to face, which I think we can do when we look to Christ and the saints, is that sometimes we face aspersion that's not maybe fair. And like taking that on and not immediately moving to like a self-defensive stance can also be a form of sacrificial leadership. But Pope Francis, as a Jesuit, talks a lot about discernment. And I think this is where, you know, one thing that's maybe like a sub theme on the show that we don't say explicitly often is like this entire way of life has to be bathed in prayer. Because without that regular prayer and being just rooted in consistent conversation with God, you know, we can't expect ourselves to make great decisions about all these things precisely because of the difficulties that are involved.
Yeah, the sort of mystery of all this, right, is as soon as, you know, so Christ grants all this mercy, it's not like the punishments are done, right? We have the very startling tale in Acts, for instance, where two people drop dead because they lie about simony, essentially. So it's not the matter of fact to say that to be merciful is to endlessly be nice and never have to make difficult decisions, but it does radically change the world in the way we think of it. Justice is not an abstraction. To make it abstract is to make it something like a tool that will too easily be wielded and used against people. Mercy is to consider these things particularly. How are we in particular going to apply what is due people and realize that there are higher goods that we can actually strive for with those folks rather than just the immediacy of the abstract law? This is the Uncommon Good. May Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, reign in our hearts, our families, our city, state, nation, world, solar system, galaxy, the whole kit and caboodle. This is the Uncommon Good, and we'll be back next week. But if folks want to make sure to be a part of our prayer life here on Iowa Catholic Radio, what are ways they can do so?
Yeah, please join us in praying the rosary. We broadcast the rosary on air at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. We also have the Divine Mercy Chaplet broadcast at 2:55 in the afternoon. And you can pray the rosary anytime, anywhere using the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And then if folks are interested in what we are doing in and around the Diocese of Des Moines here on Iowa Catholic Radio, just go to iowacatholicradio.com where you can always pick up on what's happening. You can donate, you can listen live, all sorts of good things like that. The Eucharistic Miracles of the World display can be viewed at Christ the King Parish on Des Moines, Des Moines South Side, May 3rd through the 24th. The Next Man Up Power West launches Friday, May 13th at noon. St. Francis of Assisi Parish in West Des Moines, Jess Weiler, is scheduled to talk on the Mass. He will explain the two foundational principles of sacramental theology. Lunch will be provided by Chick-fil-A, or you could, of course, bring your own. Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes Scotty McCreary with special guest Ali Colleen to the Iowa Event Center Ballroom Sunday, July 24th. Tickets and information at celebratecountry.org. And then finally, the Iowa Catholic Radio 15th Anniversary Footprints of God Pilgrimage to the Holy Land with Steve Ray, Matt Wilkham, and Father PJ McManus will be November 11th through the 23rd in 2023. But you'll want to, of course, go on early, iowacatholicradio.com, to look at all the information regarding that and think about when you are making those decisions. Of course, we want to say thank you to everyone who participates with the great ministry of Iowa Catholic Radio here. It is not just the people you hear on air. It is your ministry. We want to thank you for all the volunteers. We want to thank people for their prayers. But of course, we need your material support to make this occur, to make this happen. We are thankful for everyone who donates to the show. For our show, that'd be great too. But to the radio station, you can do so at iowacatholicradio.com. You can call 515-223-1150 or text that as well. Bud, blessings this week. Enjoy the sunshine. And folks, this is The Uncommon Good. We'll be back next week.
The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher is heard every week on wonderful Catholic stations like this one. And anytime on podcast, just search for The Uncommon Good.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and The Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences. Learn more at mchs.edu.